Eamon Campbell, selector of Setanta. Manon has been involved in a lot of hurling at club and county level with Donegal. It's been a disappointing day for Setanta here today. Ardmore taking victory on to an All-Ireland final. But I'm sure you're very proud of the effort that your group of players put on today.
We're very proud. Certainly we're very proud of the effort they put in today. We come up against a very, very, very strong team there. Actually, should have been playing up at a higher level than us. You know, we're down in junior hurling in Donegal, and we put up a good show there. And I think if you look at the scoreboard, we got 13 points there. The goals.
Yeah, that was the difference, yeah.
The goals actually destroyed us. As I say, we put up the 13 points there. We equaled them in scores as far as points was concerned.
Yeah.
So that's disappointing for the players. Yeah. But they're still Donegal champions.
Yeah.
They're still Ulster champions. So we'll build on next year again, and hopefully we'll be back again contesting another All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah.
Okay, it'll probably be at a higher level, but I do believe we'll probably have a few additions to our team next year, which will help. We're building, and we'll be hopeful that we can come back here next year again.
Yeah. And I suppose as well that you learn a lot in defeat, don't you? These guys can, when they sit back and reflect on this, they'll learn a lot from an encounter against the side of the quality Ardmore.
They will, surely. It's a learning process for them. You know, they're up at a very high level here, you know, playing the likes of Ardmore. Waterford, a very, very, very strong Waterford team. As I say, they should have actually been playing up at senior level rather than down junior level.
But these guys put in a big shift today, so they did, and the future's bright for Setanta, I'm sure. And in and around the parish, we've seen the big support here that there was today. In and around the parish, there's been a great buzz and a build up to this, and there'll be a lot taken out of everybody in the community.
Yeah, I just would like to acknowledge our supporters here and also our sponsors. Local business people now and around the Finn Valley were very good to us in supporting us, because that's quite expensive, you know, for a small country club like Setanta way out in the wilds of Donegal. So I'd be very thankful to all our sponsors, all our business people, from right from Leopard up to Bally Buffet. And as I say, our supporters have been following us all year, and you know, we're very grateful for that. It's a long journey down here from Donegal to Navan.
Yeah.
But they come down and they drove and they supported us. Satisfaction for them too, you know, we didn't get it over the line, but that's the game of hurling. You know, it was well supervised as well. They had a good referee there, and that helps in the game too, like, you know, if you have good supervision, and we got it there today.
Well, listen, I know it's hard to digest defeat on All-Ireland semi-final day, but hard luck today, and many, well done and congratulations on what you've achieved so far. So some days we'll be able to reflect and say that it's been a good one.
It's hard luck today, and I wish Ardmore there the very, very, very best in the All-Ireland final. I, as a North Antrim man, would always be very supportive of Waterford. Clinton Hennessy is actually managing my own home team up in Lough Eel in County Antrim. So Clinton is up there coaching. So I wish them all the best. I hope they can make it over the line. It'd be nice to see it.